From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Donald Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy that former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. He wrote, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." His statements drew an immediate rebuke from a leading group supporting transgender rights. Human Rights Campaign President Chad Griffin said, "I know transgender service members and vets who have done more to serve their country than Donald Trump has in his entire life." The United States announced new sanctions Wednesday against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and state oil company in an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a controversial constitutional assembly. A senior official administration, individuals targeted included high-ranking current and former officials connected to the Maduro regime, including two cabinet ministers, the National Elections Director, the Vice President of Finance for the state-run oil company, and the country's army and police chiefs, among others. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Russia's deputy minister says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States for its imposition of new sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election in the United States. On Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation that also expands congressional limits on President Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is boosting security measures by requiring any carry-on electronics larger than a cell phone to be screened separately at U.S. airports. Security officers will ask travelers to take all larger devices out of their bag and put them in a bin by themselves, similar to the screening of most travelers' laptops. The TSA made the announcement Wednesday. TSA cited an increased threat to aviation security as the reason for the move. The change will not apply to so-called pre-check lanes. The new rule leaves one benefit of leaving laptops at home, eliminates, that is, one benefit of leaving laptops at home and traveling with a tablet. In the past, travelers weren't required to fish out those smaller-sized electronics from their carry-on bags to be X-rayed. A new bout of violence in the Central African Republic, where two Moroccan peacekeepers were killed Wednesday, risks derailing years of efforts to restore a fragile stability, the United Nations is warning. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday condemned the killing of the peacekeepers, who were ambushed in a southeastern town on Tuesday, just 2 days after another soldier was killed in an attack on the same contingent. The UN chief called on all parties to stop the violence and take action to avoid a further deterioration of the fragile security situation in the country. The death toll from flooding in India climbed to 119 on Wednesday as floodwaters began to recede. That number includes 25 people, including 17 from one family alone that were found dead in Gujarat on Wednesday. Afghan security forces Wednesday safely recovered two Pakistani diplomats weeks after they were abducted in eastern Afghanistan. The men were serving at Pakistan's consulate general in the Afghan city of Jalalabad and traveling back to their country on June 16th when they went missing. There's more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.